At 6:06, it is overcast and 17 degrees this morning. We're expecting a high of 30 today. Good morning. I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News. As Tulsa avoids a hit by a winter storm, the Oklahoma Department of Public Safety says roads aren't so clear elsewhere in the state.
In the Oklahoma City metro area, including Logan, Canadian, Oklahoma, Lincoln, Cleveland, McLean, and Pottawatomie counties, as well as the Kilpatrick and Turner turnpikes, are reporting slick bridges and overpasses. Use caution when traveling. In the Tulsa area, Tulsa, Creek, and Rogers counties reporting good conditions with possible icing on bridges and overpasses.
The department cautions that roads in the more southern parts of the state are hazardous as temperatures remain below freezing. Areas in the southeastern part of Oklahoma were the hardest hit by the storm. Although Old Man Winter misses green country, the city of Tulsa is ready to handle any future mess. Mayor Bartlett says the city has learned from past winter storms.
We have purchased smaller plows that can get around those areas. We've also purchased additional four-wheel drive vehicles for all of our various departments that they can go get people and bring them in to work.
Forecasters say another bout of ice and snow could hit Oklahoma by New Year's Day. A fire in Owosso destroys two homes on Christmas Eve. The blaze began around 6 p.m. in a neighborhood near East 86th Street North and 129th East Avenue. There were no injuries, though a total of 18 people were affected. Both structures are expected to be a total loss. Oklahoma corrections officials are supervising fewer people on probation and parole after a change in the law that lets district attorneys keep track of more former prisoners. Since 2006, the number of people supervised by the corrections department has fallen from 30,000 to 20,000. A 2005 law lets felony probation cases be transferred to district attorneys. The Oklahoma District Attorney's Council says probation supervision fees generated $114 million in the last fiscal year. Meanwhile, Oklahoma prosecutors spent much of 2012 pursuing felony charges against men and women accused of committing crimes against some of the state's most vulnerable residents, its children. Over the last year, at least four Oklahomans were sentenced to multiple years in prison for the deaths of children. It takes a lot of work to keep the revitalized downtown Tulsa clean. Tom Lawless is the head of the Downtown Coordinating Council.
We think about 1,753 cubic yards of trash and debris has been removed from the downtown streets. 1,269 cubic yards of trash from the containers.
In addition, he reports over 3,000 curb miles were swept last year. With Christmas now behind us, it is time to get rid of the holiday greenery. The city's Liz Hunt has a couple of options to get rid of real Christmas trees.
They may take the greenery to the curb on their primary collection day, and the City of Tulsa Greenways crews will go ahead and pick those trees and greenery. Customers can also take their holiday greenery to the City of Tulsa's Greenway site at no charge.
Hunt says if you send the tree to the curb, be sure it is in no longer than 6-foot sections. Our weather forecast today, expect mostly sunny skies, but the high won't get above freezing. It will be 30 today. We have some gusty winds possible. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low all the way down to 19. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warming up just a bit. The high will be 40 degrees. It will be breezy tomorrow. Friday, we have a slight chance of snow and sleet before noon, then a slight chance of rain. Otherwise, it will be cloudy with a high of 38. Saturday will be sunny with a high of 37. Sunday, mostly sunny, the high warming up to 46. Now in Tulsa at 6:10, it's overcast and 17. I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.